welcome to the Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports USA Sports Byline. I am Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the star of numerous TV shows, many great movies. I'm talking about the one and only American icon, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much, Michael Horn. That's a nice shirt you have on.
Thank you very much, Fred. You have a nice one, too.
Well, I'm always complimenting you on your footwear.
Yes.
Or your shirt. Because
that's all I wear.
Oftentimes,
don't have any pants.
Have no pants.
thank you, Fred, that's for sharing with the audience. Don't forget,
you should get some of those Boys Husky. Oh, Sears,
I had those.
Basement.
I used to get the
Boys
Huskies.
Husky with the patch pockets on them.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a pair of those. But I was saving up my money, so I just like to wear the shirt and then the shoes because sometimes there's stuff on the carpeting here at CRN, and we broadcast this show not only on radio,
well,
but it's on
tracking it in because that doesn't originate
Tiki Live.
Here.
Yes, it does.
Doesn't
you can see it on
here.
The Roku box. You can see it at crntalk.com. And I promise I will not stand up during today's broadcast.
Well, I did. I did, in fact, see a. I won't mention the person's name here. That came out of the men's room the other day with about a 4-foot piece of toilet paper on their shoe.
Don't tell me that. Some poor person stepped on this. That's always terrible. When you
know,
get
hey,
one
look
of those runners.
Hey, look it. You know something? Who's to say they may have walked in there with it on?
That's true. That could be very true.
They didn't get it here. They might have walked in with it. They might have brought it in from outside.
Here on the Sports Show with Fred Dreyer and Michael Horn, we talk about the stories you won't hear on any other sports talk show. Already you can see our lead story is interesting, so please check your shoes when leaving the men's or the ladies' room.
Well, listen, I've been tweeting a good part of the day on different things, and I've got this little blurb I saw in the newspaper. Yankees place DH Alex Rodriguez on the 15-day DL.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to talk to you about this because that Mr. Hamstring has reared his ugly head.
Mr. Hamstring is head.
You know, and I thought for a second that hamstring injuries were not a part of sports.
No, but they are now.
But they really seem
Mr.
to be
Mr. Hamstring,
now.
You know. You know, Fred, when you don't stretch out Mr. Hamstring, he can raise his ugly head and cause a problem.
And he's done it in the Bronx.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate with no limits or expiration dates and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Filguera.
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome back to The Sports Show, our weekend edition here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sports USA. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Football season around the corner, training camp starting very soon. We're talking to the football legend, number 89, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I'm getting ready, ladies and gentlemen, for my Cinco de Mayo sports cavalcade at Hunter's house.
Number 89, Fred Dreyer.
That's right. Just like Bob Shepard at Yankee Stadium,
exactly.
Used to call out.
Oh, boy. Bob Shepard was one of the
great... At Wright End for the Giants, number 89, Fred Dreyer. Dreyer. That's what he did.
It was great, man.
And then I walked up, and then I went up. You know, when I left the Rams, you know, I was in New York, and I went over to Yankee Stadium for a Yankee game, and I went upstairs to his booth, and it's a little tiny narrow door with a little window in it, and I just... And he turned around. He's like 95 at that time. And I said, gee, I could give him a heart attack.
Right? At that time, he was 95?
He was 95 at that time.
Yeah.
And so he turns around, looks over at me, and he, you know, creeps over and opens the door.
How did he look again? For those of you on video, how did he look? You had a perfect facial expression.
No, he turned around, looked at me like that, and raised his hand, you know, like, don't shoot. And then he came over to me, opened the door. What are you doing here, young man? and the conversation started, and then something happened. No, and then some. You know, I left the Giants because I laid my eggs when I left. You know what that's like?
What is that like?
When a player leaves lays his eggs.
Yeah.
He just lets it rip, and everybody got covered when I let it rip.
Yeah.
And so he says, "You're the one that upset Mr. Mara."
The owner of the team, right?
See, yeah, yes, the owner of the team.
Guy. He's a team guy.
I said, that's me. That's me, Mr. Shepard. He goes, I remember you. Good day.
And that was all he said.
That was it.
Good day?
That was it. No, he would talk a little bit more, but he had to get back to calling the game, you know.
That's great.
He says, I'm calling the game. Excuse me.
That's a legend in New York, but across America, Bob Shepard, but in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess here, when you were with the Rams, the great John Ramsey could have been the PA announcer for the Coliseum and the Rams.
I used to tell John Ramsey before the games, he'd come down with a cup of coffee and a cigarette, come down into the locker room, he'd walk up the tunnel from the field.
I love it when you tell stories because you talk just like this.
This is what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So he walked into the Ram locker room right outside there, you know, a little corridor.
Yeah.
And I would be standing out there, you know, putting my pants on and eating figs.
And he'd be smoking a cigarette, drinking his coffee while you're putting your pants on.
Right. And then I'd
give him, classic stories.
And then I'd give him the figs, and then I'd smoke and drink some coffee.
So you shared.
So, yeah, we shared.
Okay.
So he'd say, Mr. Dreyer, how are you? I said, John, here's the deal. When I'm on the field today and I make a tremendous play, I really want you to really shout out my name.
You'd actually tell John Ramsey, the PA
announcer. I said, I want you to really shout it out. Really yell it out.
Because you make a tackle and he'd go, Fred Dreyer, right? Something like that. 89.
Right. Yeah. But
Fred
that was all. He'd uniformly pronounce everyone's name kind of like the same, you know, very professional. I said, I want you to differentiate when the Sultan makes a play.
Did he do it?
I was the Sultan by then. This was the year before, 73. I was a Sultan. Yeah. Hashtag Sultan.
It's two safeties in one game in the same period. No one's going to beat that.
That's correct. Yeah. Against the same team, two different quarterbacks.
Unbelievable.
Name them and we'll fly you to Hawaii, whether you like it or not. So,
don't say that.
So we're talking
we'll
out
give you
there.
A room in Hawaii.
We're talking out there, and I'm explaining to Johnny, here's how you do it. You know,
And you were telling him how to make the announcement?
I said, here's what I want you to do. I really want you to... I really want you to kind of shake your head and say, that play again was by Fred Dreyer.
So you did something twice. Yeah. You wanted to come. You wanted him, and he would only give names.
You can't stop him, ladies and gentlemen. So I went on. I went on this whole thing. You know, I said, "This is how you do it."
And he's smoking his cigarette, eating your figs.
And he's really chugging his coffee now. And I said, "John, let me hold your cigarette and your coffee, and you can write this stuff down."
And you want him to write down?
I want you to write it down. Yeah. Is what I want you to do. And he'd say, "Oh, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here." And so I swear to you.
Yes.
The game starts.
Yes.
He's up in his little area.
Up in the booth.
I'm
the
in my
press
area.
Box. The PA announcer.
I make, like I usually do,
modest Jew,
a Sultan-esque like tackle.
You just nail him.
And I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Doesn't even have
my boy
name.
Doesn't give it to me.
Doesn't even give you your number.
He doesn't give it to me.
Yeah.
And I go to the sideline.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he was going to see this or not. I go to the sideline after it was over with, and I go like this.
What's going on?
Where's my call?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on up there? What the hell's
spread.
Going on up there?
Arm is like he's talking to the good Lord himself. You're saying, what happened?
Yeah. Now, later on, you know, he tells me, he sees me do that.
He saw you do it? Did he get embarrassed? Did he feel like maybe cracking?
No, not at all. Not at all. He was really fortunate enough to have to be able to get through the game without having to answer to me.
He was the greatest in my book. I was raised in Southern California.
He was Dodgers.
Johnny Ramsey was
his. Dodgers.
Now batting for the Dodgers.
That's
number
right.
Number 19.
He had a sense of
Jim Gilliam.
Yes, exactly.
Third base. He just did it like that. It was like big and wonderful.
Yeah.
Now batting for the Dodgers.
Yes.
Number 5, Norm Larker.
Yeah.
First base.
That's correct.
I'm
going to bring in an old Dodger lineup.
I'll get it for you.
And we'll have fun announcing it like.
Now batting for the Dodgers, number 43, Charlie Neal. Second base.
All right. Yes.
You want to do that for the rest of the show?
Not now. Not today. Okay. No, not today.
I could do it for a while.
I'm not going to be. I can't put up with that one. So
now pitching for the Dodgers.
Thank you so much.
Number 53.
Thank you,
Don Drysdale.
All right, so he was one of the greats. So these PA announcers were good.
What am I talking about? Here's what it is.
Come on. And by the way, you had some great comments, emails. I had people calling in last week on your show, our show here, the sports show,
right.
Talking about the lack of leadership with the Lakers. Got a lot of people's attention, and someone called and said, you know, no one's talking about this on any of the sports show. And I said, that's what we're all about here.
Well,
no one's talking about PA announcers.
This is exactly what we do here at the sports show.
What are we talking about today?
So anyway, I'm looking at this sports blurb. It was in the Times, and you know our tremendous producer Courtney Cudera prints it out for us, and here it is. Yankees place DH Alex Rodriguez,
A-Rod,
on the 15-day DL.
He's their designated hitter, isn't he?
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's what he is, and but he's also freeloading now.
Yeah, because he's not playing.
Well, here it is. New York Yankees designated hitter Alex Rodriguez was placed on the 15-day disabled list Wednesday with a strained right hamstring.
Boy.
He suffered the injury while running. And many say...
Part of the game is running.
Many say that really wasn't a legitimate run. Running to first base on a fifth-inning double play ground out Tuesday night against the Orioles.
So he was trying to stretch it to break up the double play and get there on time.
Yeah, now I had thought, you know, that the vaunted pulled hamstring out of the batter's box to first base
right.
pull was kind of like obsolete in Major League Baseball.
Why?
I'm being facetious, but because this is like one of like 100 that will happen this weekend.
You've talked about this all the time, and it goes back to spring training and the players not coming into the season prepared.
They've never been in shape in their entire
exactly
life.
Exactly right. Because you would stretch and everything, right? You know you're going to get pulled hamstrings if you don't stretch them.
A 12-month period of time has 3 or 4 months off season.
Right.
8 to 9 on season.
Right.
Well, if you pull your hamstrings during the season and get injured, that means you've done nothing in the other months.
To get yourself
so for
prepared.
A whole year, 12 months, you've actually done nothing.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you're paying these players that much money nowadays, they should prepare that much more. If they're worth more, if they're getting more. Back in the day when the players made next to nothing, they were ready to go from day one in the beginning day of the season.
But here's the most outrageous thing, and we don't have enough time. When we come back, I'll tag this with you. You're not going to believe what he told us. Right.
Oh, so he has a comment.
Yeah.
Let's hear what A-Rod has to say straight ahead after he pulls the old hamstring on The Sports Show with Fred Dreyer. Come to Wine Country. Vacation at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Experience the luxurious guest rooms, generously sized and decorated in the Tuscan tradition. Sleep on pillow top mattresses with luxurious linens and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access, and you can enjoy coffee in the hotel lobby. And now you can visit the new steakhouse at Equus Restaurant and the Equus Lounge, all at the Fountain Grove Inn. Relax and enjoy a glass of wine and learn about wine with CRN radio host Larry Van Alston. Is What's Cooking on Wine radio show is broadcast at the Fountain Grove Inn Hotel and Conference Center, located in the heart of Sonoma wine country, easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 freeway at the Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101, or visit fountaingroveinn.com. Call now, 707-578-6101.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to The Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show, my partner, my comandante, my Kimosabe, my buddy. And also here joining us is Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end. I'm telling this guy, the living legend of television and motion picture. And we're talking about A-Rod pulling his hamstring here, this on the 15-day DL.
Here's the wind-up.
Yeah, please.
The guy runs to first base, or he pretends to run, whatever that was. You know, you've seen A-Rod kind of jog it out.
Yeah.
That's not a run. That's not running.
And it's not just him.
That's
it's a lot of
wrong
players.
Verb. That's,
a lot of players jog it out.
That's just taking your time.
Oh, I didn't hit a good one. I'm just going to be out. I'll just jog down there.
Yeah. Well, he's A-Rod. He gets $275 million for 10 years.
That's how many dollars is that a step?
Well, he's going to get $275 million for 10 years. I think in 2029 his contract is up.
It's amazing. And then he'll run for president like Donald Trump because he'll save his money.
Okay. So here's the deal.
Yes.
Here's what happened.
His comment. What
did he suffered say? The injury while running to first base on a fifth inning double play groundout Tuesday night against the Orioles. Okay. Now, the next sentence is this. Rodriguez had an MRI Wednesday. Quote, "The machine doesn't lie," A-Rod told reporters, saying he was hoping to avoid the DL. Hoping to avoid it. He was looking forward to it.
But the machine told him.
The machine said, "You got to go on the DL. I don't want to go. I do not want to go on the DL, but the machine doesn't lie.
You'll go
now,
on DL."
Rodriguez also revealed that the team had a meeting prior to Tuesday's loss in which he told his teammates that there is no reason they can't score. They can't score 5 or 6 runs per game. The audacity of this guy. Now, Rodriguez is hitting 194 with 5 home runs and 12 RBIs. The struggling Yankees, who entered Wednesday in last place in the AL East, are 18-6. He had a.
They're 18-6.
No,
6-18. Yeah,
6, and that's my dyslexia.
He's
6-8 and 16.
Okay,
that's right. But this guy dogs it.
Yep.
Pulls it.
Yep.
15-day DLs it, and then right after the MRI says, "You know something, you guys." In a team meeting, has the guts to tell people, if you work hard enough, you can score 5-plus runs a game. By the way, I'll be over here on getting a sandwich and some coleslaw. He was eating sandwiches and coleslaw
while he
was telling the team they could score 5 runs a game. And now, here's the deal. He's 40. He's playing like he's 140. He gets $21 million this year, and in 2017 gets $21 million more, which is 2017 is the final year of his 10-year, $275
When is the final year?
$1 million contract.
When is the last year?
17.
A year from now.
Gosh. Now, let me say.
They can't wait for that.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Not only was it more, it was spectacular when they announced it 10 years ago that the Yankees were going to give him.
Right.
10-year contract.
Yeah.
Not realizing that they're entering into the valley of the hamstring with this guy.
He can't even go in the stands with that bad hamstring and sell peanuts for the team right now.
No.
At least they could use him out there to be a vendor.
You know, he's chasing Madonna around and he's pulling a hamstring.
Yes, he's always got some young, lovely woman.
Well, that's okay. We don't care about that. Now she's chasing him around.
No, and she's catching him because he's got a bad hamstring.
Yeah. So anyway, next year is the final year of his 10-year, $275 million contract. What jackass decided to destroy their structure by signing this
guy. This is what happens with baseball. Now, it's not just happening with the Yankees. That's a brilliant team.
Well, this is the Kobe factor.
Yes,
it is. The Kobe factor.
There you go. We're getting back to basketball.
The Kobe factor is this. Look, he can't play.
Saddle yourself with him.
He can't play. He's 37, Kobe is. But we're going to give him $52 million guaranteed because we think we'll get it back plus, but not on the court. We'll get it through marketing and ticket sales and all that stuff. So they look at A-Rod not as a productive entity. They look at him as somebody who will be the focal point of kids wanting to have their parents take them and to go see A-Rod play. Look, Dad, there's A-Rod. How come he has a suit on?
Well, and it's eating coleslaw and a sandwich.
Yeah, why is he eating all that food?
He's eating my sandwich.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's on the DL. What's that, Dad?
Yeah. See, this is just there's the whole attitude of sports, and the world has changed because back in the day, you were proud of yourself. I talked to an old Dodger pitcher by the name of Joe Moeller. And he's told me, I said, "What do you think of the pitch count?" His pitch count. He said, "We were embarrassed if we got pulled out of a game in the 5th or 6th inning. We didn't think we did our job if we didn't go 9 innings or at least 8 and then have a reliever come in for the last few outs. Am I right?
They have an armometer where they have these guys get MRI'd to decide how many pitches they've gotten.
No way. Are you kidding me?
They stand up there and they put the wand over their arm and say, you got about 60 pitches in you. Get out there. And then at the 60th first pitch, they come out and get you.
This is why I'm not really that excited about baseball anymore. The game has become a computerized caricature of itself with morons that take over a club as a general manager and sit there and count pitches and go, time to take him out. He's throwing 60 pitches. Let him go out there till his arm falls off if he's throwing strikes, for gosh sakes. He's going to go on the DL anyway at some point. They all do.
Major
so
League Baseball.
Burn out and get a win.
Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Might be the only sport that really resonates with you that it's never been over when the season starts. Soon as the first game of the season starts, you look at it and there's something so boringly familiar with it.
Yes.
And you say it's repetition. The same people are hurt. They show up injured. They can't throw. They have a hamstring. They're in the batting cage and they pull a abductor muscle. And then you've got look at Carl Crawford.
There's a guy in the Dodgers.
He's missed 50 games on average every year of his career.
Should dump that guy. Why would you trade for a guy or pick up a contract of a guy that doesn't work for you 50 days out of a year and you're only doing 4 or 5 months? Why?
The Red Sox told the Dodgers, we'll give you
Adrian Gonzalez, but unload this guy.
But you're going to take all of our crap. And they said, yeah.
And they did.
Load it up.
They backed up the old CRN van and they loaded in the crapola.
They dumped the pitcher. They dumped
all
Crawford.
All those guys are gone except for Crawford.
There's some other guys there though too that really played hard for him, but they were had contracts they wanted to get rid of.
Yeah, they were into good utility players for a while. But here's the thing: this is not just the Dodgers; it happens on all the teams. It's happening everywhere. And it's like, is a guy like A-Rod? Do you think you'd want to embarrass yourself as you get to 40? People are going to say, "Hey, you're an old timer. You're not going to make it anymore." You should come in spectacular shape to show everybody, "I'm 40 and I can play this game."
No,
but that doesn't happen.
No.
He just sits there and runs a little too fast to first base on a double play, and now he's out for, 15 days?
Well, they're going to have a press conference to talk about the press conference he's going to have when he has a pulled hamstring, which he has now.
But he is profound because you said he had a meeting with the team, and he said, I don't doubt you guys can, if you really try, score 5 or 6 runs a game, and here's why. He'll no longer be the DH, so they'll actually get somebody in that position that'll get some hits,
I can't be with you.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Although I can't make
he's
this road trip,
194.
Although I can't get up those stairs or onto that airplane, or down the airplane hall, or into the bathroom, or into the locker room,
hamstring.
I can't do that because of my hamstring. There's absolutely no reason. I can't think of any reason that you can't score 5 runs again.
I'm telling you, I'd put him up in the press box with binoculars watching. I'd have him working for the team. If you're paying him, get your money's worth.
Yeah, what do you do with a guy like that?
You make him work. You put the eye in the sky.
You're going to pay him money.
You have him sell hot dogs for you if you want to. What a marketing thing to say, I bought my hot dog from A-Rod.
Well, how about this? How about if Donald Trump ran the Yankees? You know what he'd do? You know something, A-Rod? I think I was talking to Ivanka the other night, and she says, Daddy.
Yes. Oh, no, the daughter, yes. What did she say? Ivana and Ivanka.
Ivanka
right.
And Ivana.
Yeah.
And then you've got Melania. I'm going to say Melania, his wife, because I know that's his name. She says, darling, why can't we have the A-Rod? Why can't we have him in the minor leagues working off that contract?
Yeah.
He'll say, you know, darling, that's a wonderful idea. He'll make a phone call. They'll send the bus over to his apartment.
It's a brilliant
pick him up,
idea.
Drive him down to Iowa.
Yep.
And then he says, you're going to get your $27 million this year, but you're going to get it here.
I'm going to make money out of the stands.
On the B-League by riding around in this bus.
This is genius.
That's what you're going to do.
I came up with this many years ago. Fred Dreyer came up with that idea, and I like it. You make them play in the minors.
The hamstring league.
You make them coach third base.
Double A baseball. There's better players in double, more heart in double A baseball than there is in major league baseball.
I used to be depressed when players had stayed for one team left and you go, oh, poo hoo, and you cry. Now I'm glad to see them go. Bring up some new guys. That's why some of the teams that don't have these huge payrolls do so well because they bring up good guys. They lose them in 5 years, but who cares? Bring 5 more up. Just wash him right through.
You know, every time I see A-Rod at the plate, he's tapping his toes and he's tapping the bat on the plate. and then he's blowing bubbles, and then he hits a ground out. Then he kind of trots back, blowing bubbles. Camera follows him back. He's blowing more bubbles.
He eats the bubble
gets
gum
up
too,
and he'll hit a home run because he's a great talent.
Besides blowing bubbles,
same behavior, and then he'll go up with the bases loaded and strike out on three straight pitches.
That's always thrilling.
And then he'll just walk away, blowing bubbles as if well, that's okay. It doesn't make any difference.
You wouldn't see Bernie Williams doing that. We had him on our other show.
I heard Bernie.
Did you hear him doing it?
Yeah,
Bernie's
great. No, he's great.
Guy's calm and everything, and he always had a clutch hit over there. There's a ball player.
And
he was prepared.
He likes you. That's what's important.
And he was prepared, right?
He's prepared.
Yes, I like that,
but
too.
But he does like you.
He does? Did he tell
yeah,
you?
I can tell.
You can tell?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks. I'm not a Yankee fan.
Many do.
Except I'm not a big A-Rod fan.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back here to The Sports Show on CRN Digital Talk Radio. A little fun fact for you, by the way, those of you horse racing fans. Six female jockeys have ridden in the Kentucky Derby. Did you know that? Six female jockeys. In the
How'd they do?
All right, I guess. I mean, it's pretty good. I don't have the exact
ranking.
I would think
that the horse would appreciate to have a lighter a load to carry, having a woman.
Well, the jockeys usually are pretty light anyway.
How heavy do you think these women jockeys are?
Probably 60 pounds. No, I don't know. I just made that. I'm sorry.
It's like a dog.
Let's talk about something we know about. So the
they should train a monkey to ride the horse.
Well, that may be in the circus. Did you hear, by the way, they got rid of the elephants in the circus now? You can't see the elephant act anymore.
You know something? I don't kind of disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't kind of disagree with it. I don't disagree with it.
I don't know. Maybe the elephants liked it or something. You can never tell, but I agree with you. But then if they then they get rid of the lions and let's get rid of everything else.
It always seemed to me to be a bit exploitative.
Well, they're big and they're giant, and nobody gets to see an elephant up close except when you go to the circus or the zoo.
Well, you don't need to have them wear a party hat and just balancing on a ball.
All right, I'm sorry.
You could see him out in the forest. You could see him in the forest.
Don't answer that, though.
Picking up a log.
Don't say look like.
I would have my elephants in the forest picking up logs.
You're saying I am an idiot. I could tell. So, I agree with you. I'm glad the elephants are out. I still liked him. I'm sorry. I used to be the voiceover announcer worldwide for Circus Vargas, kind of like John Ramsey. Now playing number 32, Sandy Koufax, pitcher.
Well, how would he do the circus then? How would he announce?
Now eating a peanut, the big guy, Jumbo, number one. Okay, so let's get into football. We had the free agency, we had the draft, and they've done some studies, and now they're saying, let's rank how the teams did, who is better. And they did 1 through 32, and in last place, they're saying the Denver Broncos didn't, they need quarterbacks, they're in trouble. The Patriots, they say, didn't do well. 49ers, Jets, Seahawks in the bottom five. But in the top five, they say number one, Jacksonville's Jaguars have scored two of the best players in the draft pick. Yeah. Houston's Texans have got a defense lead going on. The Tennessee Titans, the new GM John Robinson traded draft picks number one, and they got some things in exchange. And the Rams. The Los Angeles Rams, your old team, they're saying it's been a year of big moves, not literally moving from St. Louis to Los Angeles, but it's understandable. They say Coach Jeff Fisher and the GM, Les Snead, are going to part with so much draft capital. They got quarterback Jared Goff at the number one overall, considering one of the Rams' passer in the past nine seasons. They've managed to throw for at least 20 touchdowns, and they've done well with their draft pick. So what do you think? You think it's going to be – and by the way, also rounding out the top five, they think the Raiders have improved themselves.
Well, look, it's all subjective, isn't it?
It is. It's all what you think. But, I mean, you
it's
do admit the Rams seem they needed help, and they seem to have gotten some help.
Well, they're happy they got the players that they wanted. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. Is it successful because of that? Yeah, I would say so. We'll see what happens when they put them out there on the field.
You're a former Ram, and you're a former football legend. You played not only for the Rams, but for the New York Giants, and we had a breath of oxygen with the New England Patriots, in theory.
I had literally a cup of coffee with the
Pats. And so, and with, what's his name, the John Ramsey, probably sat there with you drinking that coffee while you're doing it. Yeah. And so, what was it like in the off season for you? Obviously, you worked out, but was there like hope spring eternal when you heard about draft picks or whatever, and you thought, hey, our team's going to be better? Did you have like thoughts of how to make the team better? Did you talk to management yourself as a player saying, hey, we need to go out and get some help?
Well, it wasn't up for me to say, hey, you guys got to get some better players.
So they never asked your input?
They never asked me for anything. Oh, they did.
I thought they
Carol
called
Rosenblum
you.
Did ask
called
me
you
about,
in his office a
about
few times.
Don Coryell.
As to be the coach.
I told you that.
And you actually played for not only Don Coryell, but you should tell our audience, in college football, who the coaches were that you played
for. Okay, real quickly. Don Coryell was the head coach at San Diego State from 67 to 68 when I was there.
Yep.
John Madden was the defensive coach.
Unbelievable.
Joe Gibbs, the offensive line coach.
Mm-hmm.
Ernie Zampezi, the quarterback, or the defensive backfield coach, who would later on become a quarterback coach and an offensive coordinator in the National Football League for a long time. Mm-hmm. One of the greats. One of the most respected coordinators and quarterback coaches going. Okay. And then we had Rod Dauhauer, their quarterback coach. So we had a lot of people.
Unbelievable. This was in San Diego, right?
That got their root, as they say, the Coryell coaching tree.
This is great.
So
the Rams call you. Carol Rosenblum, the then owner,
calls me in 77, right after the 77 season. That was a year that Joe Namath was with the Rams and was the only player on the sideline at the Coliseum in the first playoff game with Minnesota. It was the Mud Bowl. Remember that game?
Oh, that's right.
He got beat 14-7 at home. And Joe Namath was the only player with a clean uniform on. Yeah, okay.
So I would have just thrown some mud on
myself. Yeah, of course. So,
so you get called in.
So anyway, Carol Rosemont calls me in and says, I live in Long Beach, and he says, I want to see you come up to the office, which is on Pico Boulevard, right across on the north side of the street, across from, you know, the golf course.
Right.
Okay. And so I said, well, what do you want to talk about? He said, well, come on up. I want to talk to you. I said, I know, but I'm in Long Beach. So what do you want to talk about?
Right.
Let's talk about it on the phone. I don't want to talk to you about it on the phone. Why don't you come up here? Ah. So I get in the car and drive from Long Beach up to Pico. Right?
Right.
I go in the office and sit down. He says to me, should I fire Chuck Knox? I went, hey, wait a minute, man.
This is out of your league, right?
Don't ask me that. You're the coach.
Yeah,
you're the head guy.
You're the owner.
Make a decision yourself, you know.
Yes.
And so what is that?
He said Rancho Park he was talking about that you were doing.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Come on in here.
Yeah, he's going to come in.
Yeah,
neighbor,
come on in.
Our neighbor Paul Sturt will be
my
in
neighbor.
A second. So anyway, so you're
leave
talking.
The leaf blower outside.
So you're talking to him. And he says he wants to fire Chuck Knox, and he's asking
So he asked me, he says, should I fire Chuck Knox? I said, what the hell kind of a question is that?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know. He said, you're a leader of the team. I said, I'm not that much of a leader. You can make that decision yourself. He says, well, I have an opportunity, and I'm interviewing this afternoon Don Coryell, was released by the Cardinals.
Wow.
The same time.
Wow.
And I said, wait a minute. I said, you can do what you want with Chuck, but do not let Don Coryell leave here without hiring him.
And you played for him as a student in college.
But we played against him.
In other words, in the pros, yes.
His coaching prowess was clear at that point in time of the conversation for 5 years. He came to the Cardinals from 73 to 77, just like Chuck did from 73 to 77 with the Rams.
Right.
They overlapped, the same time frame.
Yep.
And we had great, tremendous respect for the Cardinals. They improved tremendously. And so I said, well, if you really want to win, if you really want to score a lot of points, just let Ray Malavasi handle the defense, because Coryell doesn't care. He has no pride of officeship. Just you go do what you do defensively, and here's what we'll do. We'll fine-tune all the talent you have on this team, and we did have talent. He says, we'll get a quarterback in here. We'll find one, and we'll craft a great quarterback to fit the things that we want to do, and we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And I said, you know, you'll have 95,000 people every single week for the next 5 years in here, and you'll win Super Bowls. And he looked at me and he says, well, the price is going to be, if I sign him, the price back to the Cardinals is a number one draft choice. I said, so what? And he looked at me and he said, are you kidding me? He said, oh, there's no way I'm giving up a number one draft choice for a coach.
Did he say it just like that? Did he have a disdain in
his
voice?
Yes, he did.
Yeah?
Yeah, he did.
And so
he was outraged that I would even suggest.
So what did he call you in for?
This is the craziness that goes on. So I said, just when he comes in, just hire him. Just hire him. That's all you have to do. Just say, you got the job. What do you want to do? And he'll sign. He'll come in. He'll do it. And he'll love to do it. He wants to come back to L.A. Because if he doesn't, he's gone somewhere else. So they didn't do it. They hired George Allen, who they fired 3 weeks into the training camp. I told you the story. I told you folks the story when they fired George. And George
3 weeks into the
training camp? No, here's
what
it was. Yeah. George calls Jack Youngblood and I over underneath the goalpost, and he says, I just traded Isaiah Robertson. And we said, what did you
coach
say?
Coach traded him?
George Allen says, I just traded Isaiah Robertson to the Green Bay Packers. And he says, it's going to be a lot better for us. He said, we're going to be a much better team now. We're going to have cohesiveness and togetherness and discipline and all that stuff. And I said, I looked at Jack, and I said to Jack in front of George, I said, I don't think he can do that, can he? And Jack says, Coach, that's... you know, around here, that's a pretty bold step. He says, well, we did it. We had to do it, and I did it. That afternoon, he's fired. So 3 weeks later, George is gone. And Ray Malavasi now becomes a de facto He becomes now the head coach, which changed everything in the organization. Yeah. Had Don Coryell been the guy they hired to begin with, then there would have been no problem whatsoever. Nobody would have been fired. We would have had 3, 4, and 5 Super Bowls.
And it was all over a draft pick. He was worried about losing a draft pick.
He didn't want to lose a draft pick.
Wow.
And I said, look, these guys there's a draft every year, you know.
Yes.
So if you could get Don Coryell for a number one draft choice, wouldn't you do it?
Yeah. And Coryell went on to be, San Diego? Didn't he go to San Diego?
He went down to San Diego and created Air Coryell.
Yes.
Right, Paul Stern?
Paul Stern, neighbor.
Paul is nodding.
Grab that microphone.
Grab the microphone. There you go.
Paul Stern, our neighbor, just came in. Our next door neighbor came in.
Yeah, right.
That's good. And you and Paul hang out in your garage sometimes and smoke cigars.
The front of your house is awfully clean. What have you been doing?
I do like to kind of keep free of debris.
Yeah.
Free of debris.
Well,
he uses a weed blower. They live near each other, everybody. Paul Stern here on our CRN staff and Fred Dreyer are neighbors. And you watch him with his leaf blower, and he watches you smoke cigars.
Well, I don't watch him. I happen to notice it when I zoom by. I mean, I'm not stopping
by. Is he the kind of weed guy that blows the leaves out in the street or in a pile?
He blows them towards the curb and then sweeps them up.
That's really good. Yeah, that's commendable of your neighbor, Paul. Can I borrow a cup of sugar while you're here?
So here's the deal.
Coryell, yes.
History is a funny thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It is woven, and it is hammered and chiseled.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
And you never know what's going to happen. And that's why when I look at what the Dodgers do with their managers and what the Lakers are doing now with, what's his name?
Kobe Bryant?
No.
The Lakers?
Luke.
Walton?
Yes.
Yeah.
Luke Walton.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It gets back to one word, what you were talking about last week and this week, and it gets down to all the teams. Leadership. That's what it's all about. If your owner would have gone ahead and said, hey, if Carol Rosenberg said, I'm going to go with this deal and I'm going to make it, it would have changed the entire structure of the Rams for years to come. Who knows? They might not have left Los Angeles for all we know. Such a winning season.
I told you the day that I was on the phone with Carol Rosenblum and I was about ready to buy my house in Long Beach. And he calls me and says, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting ready to buy my house. He says, buy it in Orange County. And I said, what are you telling me? Buy it in Orange County.
Did he say it just like that?
Just like that. He had his own microphone.
What happened? Did the Rams move to Orange County?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. So he gave you a tip.
Yeah. And then writing back after he told me about Don Coryell, I almost stacked my truck up into an abutment.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank?
Now. Oh, yes.
Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. Final segment here. This show flies by, the weekend edition of the Sports Show. Michael Horn with the one and only Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the acting legend, the American icon, Fred Dreyer, and neighbor Paul is with us.
Hey, listen, let me just say something.
Yes.
You know, this show is going by too fast now for me.
I know.
And
you need to be on every day.
I'm very optimistic when I sit behind this, what is it, CRN microphone?
Yes.
I'm very optimistic when I sit behind the microphone and talk to our devoted fans. And then I'm just as depressed when I have to leave.
That's true.
And Paul, I'm glad you came in because I want your insight on a couple things. You know, you have a Chihuahua and a Whippet. What do you got?
What kind of dog do you have?
It's an Italian Greyhound Chihuahua mix.
All right. What's the deal tonight? We've invited Paul out to dinner. He can't go with us tonight. But because he has to go home and do
to
what?
His dog.
What do you
got
to do?
Got
to
go home and just take care of the dog at home and the cat and everything.
You got to eat.
But the joy of having an animal is to know that they're self-sufficient.
Yeah, it's true. Angie is self-sufficient.
Your dog is self-sufficient.
Got a door. She comes and goes if she wants to.
I had two cats. I had two Tonkinese cats. They're very I would come home from a weekend. And they'd be sitting there staring at me, and then they go back to sleep. I mean, they didn't. Oh, is he back?
Yeah.
So, but your dogs are not.
They're not the most independent. No.
What, are they foreign dogs?
They are foreign. I think.
What does that mean?
Did they
dogs? What are you talking about?
Did they come into the country illegily?
I believe they're legal. I didn't check.
Build a wall in your house, and I think that will be good.
Here's the reason I bring this up, because it's factual that the poor, downtrodden people and dogs have a sameness. They have a small brain.
So
does your dog have a?
Is it an intelligent dog?
Is it kind of training?
Well, it's 2 years old, so I don't know if, you know.
Does
is it
sit housebroken? Down? When you walk in, does it sit down and start scratching?
Yeah, it does stuff like that. Yeah,
that's our show. We'll leave it right there with that. If you miss anything, log on to crntalk.com. Yeah. Follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter. Yeah. It's Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Email him. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Mr. Fred?
I'm at a loss for words. Every time I reach this point in time of the show, it hurts me to say goodbye, but I have to. And thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you all next time.